Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% righteousness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This has become the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
People's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Prince of Pissing People Off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
What's up, Yee?
No, I'm just being
funny. What the hell was that?
You never used to do that?
Oh, what's up, Yee?
What's up?
You supposed to say what's up, Yee? Thank you. All right. Charlemagne's in South Africa.
He's
heading to South.
He's on the way.
Yeah, he's on his way to South Africa.
Actually, he's at home probably.
Well, what time is this flight?
It's not until, like, I think 10:40.
Okay, so he has to get there 2 hours before, and he's leaving from JFK, so he needs a little extra time. He should be on his way. So, shout out to all the South Africans out there. Charlemagne will be on his way out there to Johannesburg, all right? So, show that guy a good time. Take him to the best restaurants. He's not going to go to any clubs, so don't worry about that. Show him the best shopping and take him all around South Africa. I love South Africa.
He is not going to let anybody just take him all around.
I mean, people, they'll take him there. The South Africans
I know
the people
they
from Johannesburg
will.
Are so nice. Like I said, I go twice a year. I'm mad I couldn't go on this trip. It was kind of effed up how they did me, but it's okay. We'll go on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? What did you do yesterday?
What did I do yesterday? It feels like it was so far away. I can't even remember.
Did you put up a Christmas tree in your house yet?
No, I'm not going to.
You're not
going
to put up a tree at all?
For me to just look at?
Yes, you and your boyfriend. You cuddle around the tree and drink eggnog and
we both
do freaky stuff by the tree.
We don't really care enough to put up a tree for that.
Not at all?
No.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right.
Well. You know what? In my appearance growing up, we didn't really... Okay, so you know my father is very cheap.
You didn't have a tree as a kid?
No. So what he would do is he would get the tree, but he would return it and get his money back.
What do you mean?
Like after Christmas, you could return the tree and get your money back.
So he would get a fake tree,
No, it'd be real.
What do you mean?
You can buy I don't know where he used to get it from, but you could buy the real tree, and then when you bring it back, they give you back your money.
Why? Well, he said he didn't like the tree. The tree didn't work. Like
it's a Christmas tree. Are you going to keep it in the house?
No, but you throw it out. You can't return the tree that you use.
No, he would return it.
Your pops is the cheapest person I know.
Yeah, me too.
No, he is the cheapest. Like, that is foul. Like, he really messed up your childhood.
No, why? We had a tree. He just bought it back after.
But you didn't go to Disney World?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see Lion King?
Well, I wasn't a kid when Lion King came out.
Well, still, you didn't see none of the stuff as a kid. Did you at least have toys and Barbie dolls?
You didn't see Lion King as a kid.
No, I didn't see Lion King as a kid.
That would have been impossible.
My kids was kids. but you had toys and things like that, right?
Yes, I had toys. Yes, Envy.
Did he return your toys after every birthday? Like, he buys them for your birthday?
But I'll tell you what else my dad used to do. We would get for Valentine's Day and for Easter, we couldn't celebrate on the day. We had to celebrate the day after because the candy would be half off.
Yo, your pops is foul, yo.
No,
that's
He's just really cheap. Like, you know, when you go, my dad works at my uncle's office.
That's
my uncle's a dentist. And when Envy goes there, he would tell you how to get home without paying any tolls.
He did. He definitely told
me. But it's a longer ride. Yeah. I'm like, aren't you wasting gas?
I don't have to pay extra in gas. But he was like, yeah, but you pay no tolls. I'm like, all right. But
he's extra.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Lizzie, let's get the show cracking. Yandy Smith will be joining us. Of course, she's from Love & Hip Hop New York.
Yeah, they already have her on there beefing with Kimbella. Because I guess they haven't been getting along. What it looks like from the outside looking in for a while, so I'm sure she's going to talk about that. And recently, she has a foster child that she's been working on adopting.
I never understood. Maybe you can help me out with this. Like, when you watch Love & Hip Hop and you see people that's doing pretty good or decent, why argue or why create beef on a show? It just makes it look
bad.
Why
do that in real life? People do that in real life, too.
Right? I guess you're right. But why even do it on the show? Is it to get more time on the show? Do they, you know, come to you more if you beef and you argue? Like, why? Like, it's just stupid to
so
me.
So people like controversy. So they like to see somebody throw a drink, somebody slap somebody, somebody not get along, somebody beef on social media. Then they could tune in and see what's going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, Yandy Smith will be joining us. And then we got Front Page News. What are we talking about?
Well, for you guys, you might be able to have your own birth control options. Here's something else that you could be doing instead of using a condom. But remember, condoms prevent diseases.
Okay, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Louisiana. Murder on the beat. For y'all to cut up to you. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. Now, tonight, Thursday night football, the Cowboys take on the Saints. Also, shout out to my son's Pop Warner team, the Brick City Lions. They're heading out to Orlando for like the Pop Warner championship game. So, congratulations, guys, and good luck. They're going for a week of games. So, my son's going to miss school for a week. So, I'm going to miss my little boy.
Why
boy
he's going to miss school for
yeah,
this?
Yeah, for a week. Yeah, this is big. This is like championships. There's a lot of scouts there. It's just a lot of fun for all the kids out there. And these are teams all across the country. So, they're team one, and they are heading to Disney. So, shout to the coaches. Shout to all the players. Good luck. Mama's going with him. I ain't going, but Mama's going with him. So, good luck. All right, now what else are we talking about, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about a male birth control gel. They're saying that could actually replace condoms, and you won't have to get a vasectomy anymore.
Does it kill diseases, too?
No, that's what I'm saying. You still got to use condoms. Oh. But this is for people in relationships, right? Mm. And they're saying this could be very effective in preventing pregnancies. It's called NEST, NEST. So what they're saying is you apply it to your back and shoulders, and it absorbs through your skin, and it blocks the natural testosterone production in the testes. So that means your sperm production is very low or non-existent. What kind of long-term effects come with
that? Yeah, that got to have something crazy. You put it on your back.
That would be great, though, if a guy doesn't know that you don't want to have kids, and then you rub that on, like, let me give you a massage.
And you rub it on his back so you know you'll never get pregnant?
But this is just another male contraceptive, because men only have condoms and vasectomies.
And pull out.
So now that, yeah, I don't know how effective that is.
Hasn't worked for me.
I see.
Yeah, five kids.
All right, now authorities have seized $1.3 million worth of cocaine from a suitcase at JFK. Somebody did not claim that suitcase. You know I've been watching Narcos Mexico, so.
Hell no.
Yes, they're trying to figure out whose suitcase is this. It went unclaimed on a flight from Quito, Ecuador to New York City last week. Somebody probably was like, oh, I think they're on to me and just left it.
Just left it there, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like somebody was about to get caught. All right, now, a Florida police chief has gotten 3 years in prison. Raimondo Attaciano, he was the former Biscayne Park police chief. He would direct his officers to frame innocent black men for unsolved burglaries.
Wow.
Is that crazy? So he said it was a lot of pressure for him. It was just too much. He said, when I took the job, I was not prepared. I made some very, very bad decisions.
Very bad. Oh, yeah.
I feel like 3 years is not enough. You know how many people probably went to jail for who knows how long?
Absolutely.
Because of this man
framing
them and ordering his workers to frame these innocent black men.
He probably needed convictions and figured this would be the easy way to get convictions. African Americans would probably, he felt like they would be convicted fast in court, and that's what he did, which is foul. He should definitely get more than 3 years.
Yeah,
20.
You're playing with people's, they should combine all the time that everybody he framed got, and that should be the amount of years he gets.
People are missing their families, missing Thanksgiving, missing Christmas, missing graduations, missing marriages, missing babies, all because this guy is trying to get convictions. Absolutely.
And he was bragging about the 100% burglary clearance record. record at a village commission meeting, and then a month later they find out that he's been telling the police officers to frame innocent black men, and they saw that there were arrest affidavits, and they all used similar vague language.
Goodness gracious.
It would be like, oh, the person broke into the home and there was a rear door pried open, and they saw that on four arrest affidavits, so they were like, this is just too similar.
Goodness gracious.
All right.
Well, that's your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, horrible morning, or maybe you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. And don't forget, next hour, Yandy Smith from Love & Hip Hop New York will be joining us. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and die.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Ashanti.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, mama?
Good morning. I'm so happy you're coming, but I wanted to just complain because I'm tired.
Why are you tired, Ashanti? You and Ja Rule on tour. Y'all doing well, sold out shows.
I was like, what is Envy talking about?
I'm so Ashanti tired too, but I've just been working a lot. I've been in the same field for 8 years, and I've traveled all through the states. I went to Tampa to help them this week, and it's cool. It looks good on your resume or whatever, but I'm tired.
Like, take a vacation. That sounds like you need a reset.
I'm off this weekend, but that's still not enough. Like,
no, you need a vacation.
I know, and I'm in Florida, and I know, but, you know, the money, the work, I got kids. Like, that's the priority. I would love to go out and do the other stuff, but
You need to take a week off from work, because guess what? Your health is just as important as you making money.
Yeah, take a couple days off.
That's true. I mean, it sounds good, y'all. It sounds real good.
Take a day off. Just go get a hotel room somewhere. Turn your phone off and just relax.
And plus, you'll be a lot more productive once you get some rest. And like I said, you need that reset. People act like, I'll sleep when I die. I got to get this money. But you got
to
get this health, too.
I used to say that. I definitely appreciate it, because I understand it's good for your mental health, but at the same time, ain't nobody going to pay these bills for me.
I got you, so but you can take a day or two off. You can take a day or two off, though.
True. I'm used to being on 10, though. My kids are straight. I got to get this check.
I ain't mad at you.
And I'm sure the kids would love to take some time off with you.
Well, just take your time. Just take a day off, all right?
All right. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too.
Get that money, boo.
Cassandra, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, DJ Envy.
Uh-oh.
How dare you shout out the Brick City Lion football team and not mention the cheerleaders. And you know it's sad, they had a nerve to clown cheerleaders when Angela E. reported that the cheerleader from the 49ers took a knee. He said they don't matter. So for that, he needs to give us a donation. He also clowned us when you first congratulated us and said that we're not even a legitimate team. And we're not also our congressperson, our county executive, our two U.S. senators, and Mayor Ransom Rock. Nobody gave us a donation. We emailed our county executive twice, and he did not give us a donation for our cheerleaders. And we're still struggling trying to get our cheerleaders down here.
Put some respect on these cheerleaders.
Sorry, Cassandra. Yeah. Shout out to the Brook City cheerleaders. Those girls be out there in the cold flipping. They be cheering, and they deserve the respect. And I respect them.
And Evie's going to make a donation.
I've been donating. I've been trying to get them kids to go. If you know the calls I've been trying to make for
the cheerleaders?
The whole squad.
Make the call to our county executives, because we emailed them twice. Make the call to U.S. Senator Cory Booker and Menendez and Congressman Payne, and you said that Raz Baraka was supposed to get back at you, and he never got. And I was going to mention it to him when I saw him at the Homeless Coalition meeting, but since you said that you waited for him to get back to you, I just left it alone.
You should have pressed him, because I pressed him. I pressed him.
I
pressed Kanye. I pressed Nike. I pressed Adidas.
Nike.
I pressed everybody.
Did you help us? The cheerleaders. Okay, just help our football team, for those our boys. We love them. But you got to talk about our cheerleaders too, DJ M, because that's not right.
Well, the boys and the cheerleaders, we're trying to get everybody out there. I came up with some money, too, so don't you start, Cassandra. I'm trying to get everybody there, but you're right, because the cheerleaders need as much love as the football players.
I've never heard you shout them out.
I'm shouting them out now.
This is the first time.
Don't have Cassandra beat me up now.
Thanks so much, E.
Cassandra, thank you. Are you going to Orlando?
Yes, I'm going. We leaving Sunday.
If you make that call, she's going.
I'm trying to make as many calls.
Make those calls. We need that money.
All right. You look out for little Logie, because I ain't going to be there. You hold him down.
Of course.
All right. Thank you, Cassandra.
All right. Thanks, DJ.
I tell you, Newark don't play. Them parents don't play. Shout out to the Brick City Lions and good luck out in Orlando. Shout out to the players and the cheerleaders.
Right. They work together.
Yes, they work together. All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo, man, it's Drake Q.
Drake Q, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
What is happening? Oh, first and foremost, what's up, y'all?
What's up, bro?
Hey, Yeezy, beautiful.
What's up, handsome?
Hey, man, I just want to say, man, on live radio, man, God is amazing. God is love. God is good. And I am blessed to be alive and to just live my life, man.
Absolutely.
Right, that's a nice feeling on a Thursday.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one day from the weekend, you know, it's time to turn up.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, brother. You know, I want to shout out a couple people. I know this is where you're telling my man. I just want to say thank you to Fashion Nova. Thank you to the Detox Now, Jesse. And thank you to everybody that supported me. I'll tell you a story about a lady who her house burned down and she had nothing. And I took her and her kids shopping. Fashion Nova heard the story and they gave her and her kids clothes. Jesse gave money to support. And I just want to say thank you. That's what the holiday season is about.
That's dope.
It's supporting. So to the young lady, her name is Priscilla. She's looking for a job now. So anybody, you know, needs somebody to work. She's about 33 years old. She has 3 kids. She's very, very good. And she lost her job, but we're trying to help her out. That's what the holiday season is about. And you guys help. So I just want to say thank you. Spanky!
Hey, who am I speaking with?
Who'd you call?
Envy?
Yes.
Huh?
Who'd you call?
Good morning, Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
What's the matter, Spanky?
I had a little chip in my windshield like the size of a cuticle.
Uh-oh.
I put the heat on, and now it's cracked all the way across.
Damn. What can you do about when you get a little crack like that?
Well, when you get a little crack, you're supposed to call immediately, and they can repair it. But if you don't call immediately, and it cracks all the way through, you got to replace it.
You know how every culture has, like, a little thing to say to, you know, help, you know, cover something. Like if you have a hole in the radiator, you pour oatmeal and it'll stop it up.
Yep.
Well, my friend, my ex-girlfriend's brother, Puerto Rican, he told me, put a little piece of duct tape. It'll save it. It'll save it.
You know
it
what?
It won't crack. And I saved it, and it didn't work.
Puerto Ricans want to put duct tape on everything. Look, duct tape does not work on everything.
Can't say generalize a whole group.
Know. They do.
You know he has sneakers held up with duct tape. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not lying. Look.
So now you have to replace the whole windshield?
I have to go replace it tomorrow. Yeah, I can't drive. Because police will pick with me.
Black people want to put Mercurochrome on everything, and Puerto Ricans want to put duct tape on everything. But duct tape you can't tape your car together. Like, you see somebody driving, and you see it with duct tape, it's usually a Puerto Rican.
And it's a little tiny piece of duct tape, but you can't even tell.
And it didn't work.
I'm so mad. It did work.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm reading information on when you should repair it and when you got to replace it.
I'm sorry, Spanky.
If the chip or crack can be covered by a dollar bill, you can repair it.
Right, but that's...
I am going to Patterson tomorrow for $150. It's a Mustang convertible, where normally it's like $400, so I'm going to get it done tomorrow.
Do you need an apartment in Patterson?
No.
Envy has some for sale.
Goodbye, Spanky.
Bye. Have a good day, y'all.
You too.
Shout out to all of my Puerto Ricans. My wife wants to fix everything with duct tape. That's how I know that. Anyway, hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is E Fresh from Boston.
E, what's up, brother?
I'm cool. I just wanted to start off by, you know, spreading some positivity.
You want to spread some what?
Some positivity.
Okay.
You said possibility.
You said some possibilities. All right, but go ahead.
I love you guys. I listen to y'all every morning, man. I just wanted to start off by saying never stop. Keep pushing past your limits. And then I want to talk about myself real quick. You know, I'm blessed. I started a new real estate tech job. And my photography business is doing great. I just wanted to spread that positivity your way. And feel free to follow me on Instagram at @E_fresh_.
He got money. Follow him.
All right, brother. Thank you, man.
Take care.
Good luck with the photography business. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yeah, let's get it off other people's chests. We'll tell you who is suing Showtime and why. And also, we'll talk about Meek Mill. He lost $100,000. We'll tell you what happened.
All right. For the best deals, you've got to go to Moe's.
Saucy sweater.
Tide knows clothes and stains just don't go together. Break them up with Tide, America's number one detergent. With 10 times the cleaning power, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
What's up with the pony, Gus?
My bank's having me ride it.
Yeah, I think your bank's taking you for a ride.
Yours doesn't?
No, I got Simply Right checking from Santander Bank. Use the account once a month to waive the monthly fee.
That's way better.
Sorry, pony.
Respect adds up at SantanderBank.com.
Black Friday may be over, but at the Home Depot, we're just...
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday was Trey Song's birthday, and in addition to that, he put out two albums, 11 and 28, to celebrate that. So he had his birthday, but he gave us a present. He's 34 years old.
Okay.
And we have a couple of snippets for you. Now, here's the song Shooting Shots featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
200 bands when I walk through. Cash. I double back when I saw you. Ooh. I paid the way for your chauffeur. We setting goals for the culture. She said I had a friend. Yeah. I ain't even know it. I'm fucking with you now. Guess she must have blown it. You know the real me. Yeah. It's more than feeling. Give you the energy tonight. I'm gonna not stop. My spot. You caught a vibe. Shooting shots. Yeah. Why not?
I need to like it and be That's Ty Dolla $ign and Tory Lanez.
It sounds like he samples Missy. Can we get freaky tonight?
I saw you over there getting freaky. Listen, you like that? Well, here he is with his boy Fab and Chris Brown, his other boy. And the song's called Don't Say Ish.
Baby, don't be scared to take it to the floor. Listen, yo, girl, let me make them slow. Can you go down on me? I can't take no more. Don't nobody know that you're free. Girl, I won't tell a soul. Keep it on the low.
And if you listen to the first song on 11, that song's called Drugs, and he samples Jodeci Feenan. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. So I was just listening to it on the way to work because I didn't know he was going to surprisingly drop these albums yesterday. So we got to catch up on
that. That's a lot of music. How many songs on each album? Do you know?
I don't know. I think there's 10 songs on 11.
Okay.
Don't quote me, but I believe there's 10 songs that it's 38 minutes. So that one's pretty quick.
Okay.
And 28, I didn't get a chance to hear yet.
All right.
So shout out to Trey Songz and happy birthday. Now, Bobby Brown is suing Showtime and BBC over the Whitney Houston documentary. And that's because he says there was previously unseen footage that he never gave his approval of that both Bobby Brown and his late daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, never consented to have released.
So, I thought with the documentaries, that was the whole idea. They could just put things out. They didn't need clearance.
I don't think you can be on something in a documentary of footage that you've never given your authorization.
Of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so they could have played it over, but the fact that it was actually him in that video, he can sue?
It's unauthorized footage. So it has images of his other kids in there and minor children that he never consented to have his kids appear in the movie. Can I Be Me? And his children never consented as well.
I always thought that they shouldn't be allowed to do those documentaries. You shouldn't be able to just do a documentary on my life if I'm not involved with it.
All the time.
And
people
I think
write
it's
books
wrong.
About you
I
and
think
everything.
It's wrong. That's foul.
But if they're giving false information, then you could sue for defamation, libel, slander. Okay. All right. Meek Mill talks about losing $100,000 to Drake in ping pong. Now, his album comes out this Friday. He hasn't
Meek's
been up here.
Making a lot of money. If you could play with ping pong for $100,000.
I feel like I would have won if that was me because I'm great at ping pong.
Are you good at ping pong? I can't play ping pong for nada.
Right. Oh, well, we should play for $100,000.
Hell no.
So I think that's pretty interesting. It's great that they could go from beefing the way that they did to actually playing ping pong together. And it sucks that Meek lost in that.
Yeah, I heard an interview yesterday. He was saying that they were friends before this. So the fact that they're able to be friends again is a great thing, and they're able to do music with each other. I think that's dope. I think they're both dope. I think they both get busy. And the fact that they can get over that little BS and start making music together, I think it's best for the culture.
And he also talks about how the beef that he had with Drake was a very rough time in his life. He said, I was going through ish at the same time. I was caught up. I was getting high, going through media, public breakups. I've got the biggest rap beef going on and a lot of people not in my favor. So I'm not even a good place. He said, I had to revamp myself and just get to the money.
All right. He's doing a lot of radio stops. I didn't see the Breakfast Club or any of those stops, mate.
Well, hit him up, mate. That's your boy.
Yeah.
All right, now, we heard about these break-ins, right, in L.A. Everybody was targeting all these celebrities. Who was doing it? Well, they have said that they've arrested four people in connection to that crime wave. If you guys remember, Rihanna's house got broken into, LeBron James, they were targeting Viola Davis. Well, now they say that there are seven new men in addition to those four suspects originally, all between the ages of 18 and 25, that have been arrested and charged with various crimes.
I'm glad they got caught.
They said the charges include everything from criminal street gang conspiracy to first-degree residential burglary and home invasion robbery. They said that crew hit more than 24 different homes. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. But they had they got over $1 million worth of stuff, and they had other people's names on the list. That is scary.
Yeah, they said they had their sights set on at least 12 more people. So that's 12 people who, thank goodness, these guys got arrested before that could even happen.
They really should have got hurt. You run up in somebody's crib, you should get hurt. There's no way. You run up in somebody's crib, somebody should have a gun and really hurt your ass. Like, you shouldn't... Mm.
Now, they said the key to solving this case, a neighbor of NFL star Robert Woods called the police to report a robbery at his house, and that's when they located the suspect, and they found other items connected to other high-profile cases during that time.
Because there's a lot of stuff that was taken. Like, you know, if my mom gave me a watch and my dad gave me something before he passed away, you steal that. You steal artifacts, things that are very, you know, close to my heart, and you just steal it. Like, there's nothing. No, you should get shot in the ass.
Or even just being in someone's home, and what kind of a violation is that?
Absolutely.
And then you start feeling very unsafe all the time. People move after things like that happen.
That's why I got,
they can't even be in the house.
That's why I got two
that
big dogs. Somebody, when I was out of town, somebody rented them. But that's why I got two big dogs. When I'm not there, those dogs, one roams the property, one is inside the house. So if you make it through the property and get in the house, you got another one. And they will not let go until I tell them to let go. And I'm not going to tell them to let go.
All right. Well, there we go.
There you have it.
On that note, that's your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. Now, also, Charlamagne is not here. He's in South Africa, or he's on his way to South Africa. So during his donkey, we're going to let you give somebody donkey of the day. All right. So you can call up right now if you want. 800-585-1051. If you want to give somebody donkey, it could be your mama. It could be your baby mama, your baby daddy, your boss, your neighbor. It could be me. It could be Yee. It could be Charlamagne. If you want to give somebody donkey today, he's not here. So we're going to let you do it. All right. We'll do that in a little bit, and you can start calling now. And then we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Let's talk about romaine lettuce. There's been all this controversy over whether or not you can eat it. Well, we'll give you the update on whether or not you can have that Caesar salad.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. Just the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hello.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, on Thursday night football, tonight the Cowboys take on the Saints. Also, shout out to the Brick City Lions, my son's team in Newark, and the cheerleaders. They're heading out to Orlando, to Disney, for the playoffs and championship game. So, congratulations. I know a lot of them are leaving today. So, good luck. They're going to be playing teams all across the country. So, congratulations and good luck to the team and the cheerleaders. All right, now what are we talking about, Yee?
Well, people were very nervous to get those Caesar salads, which they love so much, because they're saying romaine lettuce was not safe to eat because of an E. coli outbreak. Illnesses linked to that romaine lettuce. Well, now they are saying that only the California counties of Monterey, San Benito, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, and Ventura are being investigated. So based on this information, they're telling consumers, if your romaine lettuce was harvested from those six California counties, don't eat it anywhere else. You should be fine.
Yeah, because they're even sending emails from schools, like my kids' schools. They're saying that, you know, for the next couple of months, they will not have romaine lettuce, just in case. They want to make sure nobody gets sick. So
people got sick in 12 different states, 43 different people. So if you don't know where your romaine lettuce is from, don't eat it either, if you're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about this male gel, this male birth control gel. Now, it's not just on us to make sure we don't get pregnant. You guys as well have that responsibility. You can rub this gel on your back and on your shoulders. It gets absorbed through your skin, and that gel will block the natural testosterone production in the testes, which will reduce sperm production to low or non-existent levels.
I don't know how I feel about that. You put a gel on my back, so that means it has to go in my bloodstream to go to my testicles?
That's... What would our detox doctors say about that?
They would say, hell
Dr.
no.
Amun, Dr. I'm suing Coach Jesse.
They would say, hell no. Like, why would I put something on my back that goes into my system to kill my sperm? That just seems a little odd.
Well, right now, researchers are enrolling about 420 couples to test the gel. And before this, they said for men, all you had for contraception was condoms or a vasectomy.
Or the pullout method.
Or, yes, the very ineffective pullout method.
Didn't work for me. I got five kids. Definitely didn't work for me.
And you can also, I guess, do the whole thing with the timing. Like,
I tried that, too. That didn't work.
I feel like you're always trying to have babies, though. I never heard of you trying not to.
I mean, I don't mind. I mean,
when have you ever really, for real, tried to focus on not making a baby?
Never.
So then why would you say it doesn't work for you? You've never tried to make it work.
We're a married couple. We have sex. Like, if we have a baby, we're like, yes.
Right,
like,
so you don't pull out?
Well, it depends.
So what are you talking about?
It depends where I want to shoot it. I don't want to go in the vagina all the time. Never mind.
What?
This is TMI.
Did you just talk about...
Never mind.
Wow.
Never mind.
Well, okay. That's your friend. Is it Freaky Friday yet?
You asked.
It's got very awkward.
So I told you.
Good morning, Gia. All right. That's your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back from from Love and Hip Hop New York, Yandy will be joining us. We'll kick it with Yandy when we come back. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Hey. Yandy!
Hey, Yandy! What's happening?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you feeling?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored.
That's a beautiful thing.
We only see you loving hip-hop time, so Love & Hip-Hop is back.
You're not tired of Love & Hip-Hop
yet? No, it doesn't have to be Love & Hip-Hop. You guys can invite me anytime.
You were supposed to be here earlier, and it turned out you were, like, in another continent.
Love & Hip-Hop wasn't over.
I was in China.
Yandy got a lot of other stuff going on, though.
Thank you.
You're not tired of Love & Hip-Hop yet, though?
You want the truth?
Yes.
Sometimes I am.
What is up with you and Kimbella? I feel like
pushing
that storyline.
And you know what? I hate that.
Because that's what I see.
You know, that's my sister. And
she don't act like it.
Right. And that's my issue. I hate that, you know, when the camera's cut on. Sometimes, especially with me, I got beef I never knew I had. People I don't even know, they don't like me for the And for me, it's just not that worth it. It's not worth it for me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to come on TV when I got so much other stuff to talk about. To talk about a beef that I really don't have.
You have beef with her? What happened? Why were y'all screaming at each other? What's the problem?
That's the issue. It's funny because I sit there and I look and I'm like, we family. This is beyond TV. So I'm not gonna allow myself to disrespect you, your children, your mother, your man, because you my sister. So when cameras get on certain people, when you're, you know, sometimes, and I'm not saying this just for Kim, but sometimes your economic status matters with how far you'll go. Sometimes your need to be famous
will determine
how far you'll go. So when you come to me with the, I'm like,
so what was it about though? What was the, but like, what happened? Why was she mad and upset?
It had to do with Jewels, right? No, this time she was mad that you like went to talk to him. And
so the true story behind it is, I work with Jewels, you know.
You tried to book him up here a couple of times.
Tried to book him everywhere all the time. And
he never shows up.
Yes, he does.
Never showed up here.
Never came up here.
You got some hard crowd. You got, especially you tough.
He never showed up.
You never came up here.
But, you know, there was a lot of interference in my business and the person was overlapping when he's my family, she's my family, and the world's kept intertwining. So on the show in the past couple of years, you've seen us go head to head, like, about different things when it has to do with him. And I just got tired. It felt like it was almost some mental abuse at time when I'm in court in the middle of these situations between the two with no cameras. And I just decided that I wanted a break.
How do you handle falling out with a close friend? And then
it's like a bad breakup. It hurts.
But you do it in real life months ago, probably. And then when the cameras start back, you gotta replay it all over again.
That's the thing. In real life, it was like amicable, you know what, sis? I need a break. And that's what it was. It was just like, I just needed a break. I took a break. I took a quick little break from Jewels, but then I had to get back to work. So we made up quick because it was money to be had. But with her, I felt like I love you too much to argue about where Jewels is, what he's doing. I don't want to do that anymore. So I just said, let me just take a break. And then I extended an olive branch for her birthday to say, sis, I love you. Happy birthday. I miss you. You always hold a special in my heart. And she went crazy online.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that, when I say that, broke me to my, I was like, we don't do internet. I don't do.
What do you mean she went crazy?
Like, you haven't called me.
She said you were like fake.
She was like, but that's the thing.
Oh, you wished her happy birthday online.
I wished her happy birthday
online. Phone.
Because this is what we do. No. On Instagram. Okay. That's what we do. You know, your close friends, you say, and I'm like, I know we haven't spoken, but even if I speak to you every day, if I don't, you're always going to be one of my best friends. I love you to death. And, oh, you haven't called. You could have sent me this. Don't be fake for the world to make the world think we friends. I'm like, first of all, the world don't care. We ain't Oprah and Steadman. The world don't care that much if we friends or not. But I felt like we don't do this online. Mm-hmm. We bigger than this. You my sister. So that's when I was like, oh, I'm good.
That's a difficult situation to be in, though, because you're friends with her. You work with him.
It's hard.
And then how do you...
And it's been that way for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And anytime her and I have ever had an issue, it's been that.
Right.
You know, and it's hard. You know, it's hard when you have someone that is involved and wants to know everything that's going on. And then you have somebody that's on the other side that just wants to work. You know, if I'm in a studio and it happens to be a girl there, so what? He's not interested. But if I'm posting and it looks crazy, I don't want to get a call that somebody's going. And I'm just like.
Oh, like, who is that? Who in the studio with y'all?
whatever.
That's girl code, though, right? You should do that because that was.
But it's business as well.
Not a
business.
Right.
So as a manager, this is something that I learned early on in management that I don't want to get close to girlfriends, wives, mm-hmm. because if you call my phone, oh, he's not picking up his phone in the hotel room. And I'm like,
I don't know where he is.
You know, I'm here to work. After certain hours, I'm in my room. He's in his room. No, I'm not knocking on his doors. Don't ask me to knock on his door. I'm not doing
all
that.
This is a good debate. Yeah. What comes first, business or girl code?
And that's exactly where I felt like, you know what?
Depends what came first.
That is what came first, but that's not how I felt. I started to really feel like, nah, this is my sister. If she's mad, I'm mad with her. And we might be working, and I'm like, nah, she's hurt. What's happening? And it started to, and even with my business with him, it just started to interfere. He'd be like, yo, Yandy, I'm not talking about that. We're here to do work. And I'm like, wait, I'm getting flipped on by him.
Yeah, that's a bad situation.
I feel him, though. Like, you do your job. You my manager.
And that's what I heard. And I was like, you know what? And then when it got irate between me and him, and I heard one or two curse words, I don't do that well. I was like, oh, no, you're not going to talk to me like I'm some chop liver on the side of the road. It's not going to happen.
So what about when Juelz is battling drugs? And if you're a manager and you're like, yo, Juelz, you need to slow down on the drug use. If he tells you mind your business.
Yeah, where were you during that part? Because that affects the business.
What if he tells you mind your business?
He's never told me mind my business for that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's my family. We've had many family situations, me, him, Kim, his mom, dealing with different things. Mm-hmm. And because I stick to the sister code, the loyalty code, if that's not something he's spoken about yet, I'm not going to speak about it. I don't really know on the show how far he's going in the conversation. So
he admitted he had a problem. He did say that.
Yeah,
I think he was lean or something.
They were in therapy, and he did talk about being addicted to drugs.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that, so I wasn't going to sit up here and talk about things that he hasn't shared yet. But
you and Mona don't watch the edits together no more?
Mm.
Oh, this is getting good. Let's talk. Let's finish Juelz and go to Mona.
No.
But so you ever talked to Juelz and you told him, yo, chill out with the drugs.
We've all had conversations. Like when you're trying to be productive and I want you to get in the studio, I want you to win, I want you to work, and you just, you know, somewhere else, it's hard.
All right, when we come back, we got more with Yandy Smith. We'll find out about her relationship with Mona Scott. Are they still cool? You know she was Mona's assistant. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Yandy Smith from Love & Hip Hop New York in the building. Charlamagne?
All right, let's get to this. You hate Mona now. What happened?
I don't hate Mona.
What happened? Because you made a face when I said something.
No, you asked me, do me and Mona sit and watch the edits? Yeah. I made a face because I wish I could.
She don't let you know?
I'm like, we started this together. Mm-hmm. We were in the rooms. I'm like, Mona, I need your help with this show. Come on. Let's do this. This is a situation that we walked in the door together.
So what happened?
First season, I was on the producing side. I guess I traded in my producer hat for a talent.
Jesus Christ,
Andy.
It was a bigger check.
I was stupid. I was young. And I was stupid. I didn't have the proper guidance to sit me down and say, don't go for the bigger check. Go for ownership.
Mona supposed to school you to that.
Mona was like, I'll take your part.
So who came up with the concept of Love & Hip Hop?
I heard it was Jim.
Originally we had it. Jim and I came up with the concept. It was called Keeping Up With The Joneses. Mm-hmm. We pitched it to Jim Ackerman. He loved it. I got a development deal over at VH1. We started shooting it, and this was when life started happening with Jim. You know, the stuff happened with Max B, and Stack Bundles got killed. And Jim was like, I don't want these cameras while I'm going to Stack's funeral.
I don't want
these cameras in my face while I'm dealing with my artists. And they were like, okay, we're in a car. We need your mom here. We need Chrissy here. We need this. And he was like, no, I'm not doing this.
This is not what I signed up for.
It's too intrusive. I'm not doing this. And I'm like, Mona, it was one of those dinners, tears in my eyes. I'm like, Mona, these people gave me all this money. And I don't want to lose my deal. My client don't want to do it no more. And I'm like, I need help. And she's like, well, I've been pitching this show about the women in hip hop to, you know, this particular network. You know, maybe we can combine. And I was like, listen, maybe it can be some way that.
Content.
Yeah. It can be an ensemble cast. But they got to be the main family. Mm-hmm. And she's like, let me see. Let me talk to the other people I have signed up for my show. And I remember Missy was going on tour and it was, stay here, shoot the show, go on tour with Missy. She was going on tour for like 3 months. And I was like, I'm going to get this check. I need this check. And I was like, you know, with this, we weren't getting our checks until the episode cut. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me go get this money with Missy. I know I'm going to still get my producer check over here. So that first season of shooting, I came back the day Chrissy proposed to Jim. And I was like, this is amazing. This is great content. This show is beautiful. I was so happy. I felt like, but I had no idea what was shot. I had no idea, you know, what the storylines were because I was on tour. I remember the opening day and I watched it and I was like, I don't see my name in the credit anywhere. I was like, okay. Oversight, mistake, okay, whatever. So the next season, I still got paid, whatever. Brushed it off, moved on. Next season, I think Mona and myself collectively felt like we wanted to show, the show was great, but we also wanted to show a woman that wasn't attached to necessarily a man in hip-hop that was also successful doing her thing, that kind of came up through, you know,
whatever.
But
still related to
what was going on. And we're looking, we're thinking like, oh, this person would be great. Angela Yee would be great. That person would be great. And Mona looks at me like, I think you would be great. I'm like, hell no, Mona. I was like, I don't dress right. I barely do my hair. I don't wear makeup. I don't get my nails done.
I forgot Mona did hit me up and try to get me to do.
So what else? I want to get to the part where Mona finessed you out of the production credit.
No, I don't think she finessed me.
Finessed you. If that's your friend and you came to her with an idea, and then as things evolve and grow, she's supposed to school you to the other side of the game. Like, she's not supposed to let you get X'd out of production credits. I don't think so anyway. You don't think so either.
You know, business happens.
Nah, it shouldn't.
If the story is true and that's your idea, it's a little... If that's your friend, I put
it merged, like, well, merged it was,
we merged ideas, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's your relationship now?
Mona will always be, to me, someone that guided me in this business. I came green. I was 20 years old, and I was her assistant. I was cleaning her office. You know, shortly thereafter, I became her assistant. Then I became a manager. Then I was touring the world. I was on tour with Missy, Beyonce, all these amazing things I was able to do.
What about now, though? Do y'all follow each other on social media?
We do. Okay. Yeah, Mona is family.
Does she like your post?
Yes.
When the last time she left a comment?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you send a happy Thanksgiving?
We just did a huge turkey drive together. We were able to feed over 1,000 families, and we raised a bunch of money together.
But if you have another idea, Mona will be there for you to help you get your project through.
You trust her?
Yeah, I do. And I,
well,
I go to Mona.
Well, you probably also know a lot more about business
and that's
yourself
the thing.
Now. That's really
I feel
what
like
it
her
is.
And I both, I don't blame Mona for that at all because I had a lawyer.
Right.
I asked for my lawyer, my music lawyer that I had, asked for an executive producer credit. VH1 said no.
Well, see, you had a music lawyer handling
attorney.
TV stuff. That's not going to work.
TV. Dumb. I was young. I was 25.
Right.
Dumb.
True.
And now you've gotten so much experience, so now you know how to make it happen.
Exactly.
And you've been very successful.
Nah, B.
Producing and
you might only have
yourself.
One hit, and I'm not saying that foully.
I have several more coming.
But you know what it is? It's like, Love & Hip Hop is the gift that keeps on giving.
And I'm sure Yandy does not feel like she isn't going to create other things. We did Icon of the Island.
We did. We had a great show, and I'm a producer on that
I
show.
I get what Envy's saying. Like, y'all can sit here and talk
no,
all that
no,
talk.
No, but I don't,
but like, ice, ice, baby,
I don't feel like that at all. Because you know what? I feel like I'm okay with not being that attached.
Okay.
You know, it's because there's so much negative stigma that comes with this show.
The Love & Hip Hop turned trashy.
I
think it's gotten better the past couple
years. This season looks like it's better.
It's starting to get better. But it turned trashy.
Like
it turned into a fight fest. It turned into disrespectful. It turned into a lot of people that weren't really connected to hip-hop. And just ended.
And why are you on there arguing?
Yeah. Who's arguing? Well, you don't see me arguing.
Yeah, I know, but one-sided arguments.
A lot of times it's one side. I be sitting there like this. And they always say, why you got the dumb face like you? Because I'm not going to sit here, curse you out, go back and forth, do all this in your face. What is it going to do for all those little girls out there that's a part of my EGO PUD network, Partners Uplifting Our Daughters, when they see me cursing you out because I don't like that you spoke to me nasty?
Right.
That whole baby mama season, there were so many things that took me out of my cap because I really can't play too much when it comes to kids and my man. Those things be like, it was touchy for me.
I get you.
But every night I laid down and I would be like, hurt not by them, hurt by me. I just wanted to, off camera, call them and be like, can we just get along? Can we just bring the kids back together? Can we, like, but because it was TV and because I felt like, oh, you're going to record my conversation or you're going to post this on Instagram.
True,
I'm like, I'm not calling you.
True.
Right.
And then I got to go on TV and I got to act like I hate you. Because when you come in a set, you know, everyone goes through like a prep.
This is what's going to happen. This person's about to come and sit down with you.
Right. And I'm like, so I'm already on guard, like, what they done told you. And they might be like, you know, in our last scene, this one said this about you.
And now you're mad.
So I'm mad. Mm-hmm. I walk in mad. I'm like, well, I don't even know what they done told you. But I'm like, ready for war. Like, what's happening today?
And then you'd be thinking, I don't want to look soft either. Because they're going to come
hard. No. But this season here, my new-ish is, I'm sitting there looking at you real dumb in the face. You clapping, you doing...
Okay.
Because you know what I got to think about now? I got a 16-year-old.
Infinity.
That watches this show.
All right, we got more with Yandy Smith from Love & Hip Hop when we come back. You know she's a force tomorrow, or she's about to be. We'll talk to her about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Yandy Smith still in the building from Love & Hip Hop. Yee.
I damn near cried when I seen you do that first post. You know, with your adopted daughter.
Well, I didn't adopt her yet. It's a process.
But you're working on it.
I'm working on it. Right now, I'm in the process of becoming a foster mom. So there's, like, classes I'm taking and court once a month. They come to my house every month.
I would think the way you're perceived on Love & Hip Hop could affect that. Or the way the show is perceived.
So far, that hasn't come up, thank God. She comes home every day. Ma, I read this on social media, or I saw this, or what's going on with this? And, you know, she even asked me about Kim, and she's like, oh, we got a problem? I'm like, you don't have no problem. You don't have no problem. You haven't met. That's your auntie. You don't know it yet. Don't look at none of this TV stuff and think that that's who she is.
But you got to think, to her, you saved her life, so she's going to catch a bullet for you if she got
no,
to.
No, I don't want to catch no bullet.
Not to have to
no.
do that.
So you're not going to bring Infinity on the show, safe to say.
Let me tell you something. I begged her. She's like, no, I want to be an advocate for girls like me. She's doing a PSA right now. Tiffany Haddish, if you're listening, she wants you so bad on her PSA. She wanted to do this big commercial. And we had a conversation and I told her, even the day we were shooting, it was a situation that happened the first day. And I was like, this is not for you. I said, I don't want you having to deal with public opinion and social media. And she's like, well, how else am I going to be an advocate for girls like me if no one knows my story? And I had to explain to her, like, there are cruel people out there in the world, and there's going to be somebody that's going to hate your hair, hate that your clothes are like
saying
this.
Saying that it's a publicity stunt.
Saying, oh, when I say that hurts me to my core, when people say that, like, this is not something that stops when the cameras stop. Just thinking about it makes me emotional because she has to see these comments. She has to read them. And I never want her to feel like I'm doing this for a publicity or because of a storyline. I make so much money outside of Love & Hip Hop. I don't need a storyline. And that's why I'm boring. That's why I don't fight. That's why I don't go and do all this extra stuff.
But what you're doing is amazing, and it's going to encourage people to do the same thing.
You cut your eyebrows.
And that's what you want. You know, you want to encourage people to do what you're doing and help, you know?
Before we go any further, get that booger left.
Oh, damn it.
He's lying. He does all the time.
How's man DC doing?
Gosh, he's good. He's crazy. He was mad at me the other day because I posted a picture. He felt like I had too much shoulder showing.
You got nice shoulders.
So that's the type of stuff.
He needs something to beef about, though. You know, he needs something to beef about.
No, he's
cover that shoulder up.
That's the type of stuff, like, I got problems with.
Did,
like,
hang up
come
on,
on now. He don't know. We passed that. I don't hang up on him. He don't hang up on me. We got past that. He'll be home next year.
Oh, word. How long have you been down?
Collectively, it's been almost 5 years, but that's between both times.
Damn, it's been that long time.
Yeah,
flies.
Because my daughter, he left when Skylar was turning one. Skylar will be 4 in a few weeks. Wow. It's a drop in the bucket to a lifetime you got to spend together, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, family is family, right. And I'm excited about this new part of my family. Infinity's amazing. We met each other like three years ago. Yeah, she was in 7th grade. She's in 10th grade now. And she was just a part of my mentorship program. Mm-hmm.
What made you want to adopt? Like, that's a big step, especially being that you
and
already
And of
young
all the young girls that you mentor, Infinity was the one. That
well,
you felt
Infinity,
like
she just stood out. The crazy thing is, I didn't even know Infinity was a foster child. And one day, she called me after Black Girls Rock Camp. And I was like, nah, I'm coming to get you right now. Coming to get you. And I thought that was like a Thursday or a Friday. And I was like, she stayed for the weekend. One day turned into 3 days, turned into 5, then a week, 2 weeks. And I was like, wait. I got a call from someone that told me, listen, this is illegal.
You halfway kidnapped her, legally.
That's exactly. They said I'm harboring a minor.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I was like, and it was like, she needs to leave your house today. And they looked up her name. They was like, she is AWOL. And they're like, that meant a cop probably went out and they're looking for her. She's probably a missing person right now. I was like, what? And they was like, she gotta go. You gotta bring her to there's a group home here, or you could bring her to this foster. And I had the conversation with her. Lord, that was the most emotional, draining conversation I've ever had, because I had to stare her in her face.
And tell her that she gotta leave, or that you gotta take her to some place that she doesn't wanna go.
And that girl telling me, you giving up on me, like everybody else. And I was like, oh no, I can't. I gotta figure this out. And then her lawyer gave us an emergency court date. So I went to court. They're like, listen, these are your options. You have to bring her back. You can make her a resident. You can be a visiting resident for her up to 30 days. And then in that process, you can become a foster mother. So I'm going through the process. Right now, I am a visiting residential house for her, but they're allowing her to stay with me.
It's amazing to me, after they do the background checks and they see that somebody is able to care for a child, they still make it so difficult.
My gosh.
Like, why wouldn't they, want that?
This is so difficult. And I'm just like, you guys see that I have no history with children. I really don't mind you coming to my house whenever you need to.
But they got
to
do that.
But it's like,
once you do the background check and you see they're stable and straight,
but let me tell you something. Any little thing, a paperwork glitch, a wrong name, she can be taken out my house and move. So it's like every day, it's like she's living in fear. And that's not even healthy for a child's development.
But for every million people that do good, there's that one person that has a bad intention. And they got to make sure that that one person does not hurt a child. So I understand why they go over and beyond. And you hear these cases all the time. And people will be like, well, how come nobody knew? How come nobody
knew? But it's funny
you
say that, because even with the one-month visit, when there is no structure and there's no relationship with these girls, you really don't know what's going on in that house.
That's true.
And it's more than just coming to a home visit for an hour. Who are you? Who are these young girls talking to? Who's an outlet so they can tell the truth about what's happening when the lights cut off? Because so many of us don't know. We don't know those stories. We think, oh, she's out of, the home where it was pain. Now she's in a foster care. But a lot of times, these foster homes, it's not just one child.
Right, there's other
children.
It's
one child. It's a money factory where these people are getting money, and they put all these children with all this trauma in a household together. Yeah. And you think that there's not going to be trauma within that house? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a system that needs a lot of work. She wants to be that advocate in a household where it's just like, just because I'm in foster care doesn't mean I'm safe.
Right.
And I applaud
that.
Shed
some light on a broken system and let them know what can be improved on from somebody who's lived and is living through it.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much,
Andy. Thank you guys for having me. I'm so mad y'all made me cry up here.
We love it.
Don't be asking questions about things that matter to me.
We are so happy to have this here.
I appreciate you guys.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Thank you,
Andy. I was listening to Trey Songz album on my laptop.
Oh, you feeling sexy over there?
I was like, what? I was like, why am I listening to Cardi B? It's Trey Songz. Y'all listening to Trey Songz album. Trey Songz album came out yesterday. He dropped a double album on his birthday. So happy birthday to Trey.
28.
I was trying to listen to the whole album.
That's not going to happen.
Nah, it's got mad songs. But anyway, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kevin Hart.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, remember we talked about how people were upset about Kevin Hart having a Cowboys and Indians theme party.
Yes.
For his son, Kenzo, turning one. Well, he's on his SiriusXM show, Straight from the Heart, and he talked about people who were offended. This is what he had to say.
The reason why I'm even bringing this dumb shit up, because it shows just how stupid our world is becoming with opinion. People are at a point of an all-time high to throw racial judgment into the development of a one-year-old's birthday party. This isn't something that has just started. This isn't a racial slur. This is a game that's been played for years. I'm about to be 40 years old. I remember at the age 6, 7, playing these dumbass games.
Yeah, playing Cowboys and Indians. And I'm always confused with certain opinions
as
well.
And you dress up like a cowboy.
Shut up. Because, when we had Native Americans up here and they were talking about the garb that people wear, and they said when people wear it, it's disrespectful.
You're talking about our girl, Queen Yonasta.
Yes. But then when I go to the mall, I see Native Americans actually selling the garb to people to wear. So I'm confused. If it's disrespectful to wear the garb, then why sell it to me? Hmm. I'm confused. Same thing with the military. When the military gets mad and the vets get mad for people wearing the jackets and things like that, but they sell it at all the Army and Navy shops for people to wear. So I'd be confused sometimes with that
stuff. Just relax, Envy, all right? Don't do any of those things.
I'm not going to wear any garb, okay?
Yeah, don't wear any garbs.
All right.
All right, now let's discuss Meek Mill. Now, he was on Big Boy, and he talked about Tekashi 6ix9ine. And the reason I'm doing this story first, I'm going to tell you what Meek Mill had to say about Tekashi, and then I'm going to tell you the update in Tekashi's situation.
Okay.
I seen him one time, and I was like, yo, I'm going to holler at you real quick. He was like, all right, I'm going to holler at you in a second. And I was going to tell him, like, things not talking about prison. Just like, yo, stop putting that energy out. You get money now. Nobody want to live like that. You can't live with 10 security guards forever. The charge he got is a little crazy. He facing, like, life in prison. And them people know that he ain't responsible for all the things them people around him was doing. I think he's a good kid, for real, and got caught up in the internet and trolling and things like that.
I think we all said that. You know, I think he is a good kid. I think he got caught up in trying to make himself hot, and it worked, and he continued to do it and went too far. And
I think he got himself in a dangerous situation that now when you hear this, because they have these Tekashi 6ix9ine wiretaps between his ex-crew members, and apparently they definitely were threatening him. Now, on this conversation, one of the taps was on Jamel Jones, who is Mel Murda, former member of 6ix9ine's Inner Circle, who's arrested right now. And this is after the Breakfast Club interview. And during this interview, he's talking to Shoddy, and they're talking about the Breakfast Club. They said that Tekashi's trying to dry snitch at the same time, but he keeps saying, F Treyway, F that N-word Treyway, ain't no N-word Treyway, F Treyway. And then they said, I'm going to feed him, though. And then they said, yo, what you doing? Damn, I don't even want to talk on the phone, homie. We got to meet up and talk. And so they're talking about how he's got to get violated, super violated. Ain't no much he could really do unless he run around with 100 armed securities all day. He ain't got enough money for that. That's a fact. He just canceled all his shows, and he ain't a gang member no more. Nah, he ain't nothing. So definitely it seems like they're talking about violating him, feeding him, and all of that.
Yeah, and like I said, a bad situation. You started off with them, and then you try to denounce them, and it's a problem. It's a sticky situation. Mm-hmm. Very sticky.
Now, on the bright side of things...
Oh, Tekashi?
Yeah.
What?
The Dummy Boy album dropped, and all four the top slots are Tekashi.
Right.
1, 2, 3, and 4, so congratulations to him. He also has 8 and 9 on the top 10, so that means he has, what, 6 songs?
That's right.
On the top 10, so that's a big deal for him.
Well, he can make some music. He knows how to make some records.
Right, and he also got his girlfriend, even though he was behind bars, a birthday present. He got her a Rolex. So she actually posted it and thanked him.
Okay.
Even though he's not there.
His baby mother, right?
Yeah, taking care of her, Jade.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Donkey of the Day, 800-585-1051. Charlamagne's not here today. He's actually in South Africa. He's on his way to Johannesburg, I should say. So if you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, phone lines are wide open, 800-585-1051. It could be your mama, your daddy, your pappy. It could be your coworker. It could be Angela Yee. It could be Angela Yee. Whatever it is.
Did you just say my name twice?
I did, because I took my
name
out.
Well, that means you need to get it.
800-585-1051.
Someone's definitely giving you Donkey of the Day today. As a matter of fact, let me make sure of that.
800-585-1051.
Call us right now to give Envy Donkey of the Day.
Don't write that. If you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, call us now.
If you want to make a song request and Envy's not going to play it, you can call up and give him Donkey of the Day.
Stop it, man. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
That's right, Charlamagne is not here, so if you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, phone lines are open, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
JW.
What's up, JW? Who you want to give donkey to, bro?
To my mama.
Your mama?
What'd your mom do?
What's she do?
Yeah. Well, she called me a week after Thanksgiving, knowing that I worked on Thanksgiving, called me, blessed me out because I didn't bring her grandchildren to her Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, why you didn't bring your little grandchildren?
He was working.
I was at work. I was 300 miles away from home.
Oh.
Was she drinking when she called you?
Well, no, because she knew I was working. She knew I had to work. She could have took her sorry ass and got in her truck. And
don't call your mama a sorry ass.
How old is your mama?
54.
Are you sure she wasn't having a little drink and was feeling a little like, let me call him and curse him out?
How you call your mama sorry?
She is sorry.
You know what? Goodbye.
She going to curse you out again.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, the name is MG.
MG, who you want to give donkey to, bro?
Well, first of all, actually, I just want to say good morning to y'all. Good morning to you. Good morning to DJ Envy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And at the same time, I got to give the donkey today to DJ Envy, man.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Like, the reason why is because that very, very stupid comment you made this morning, DJ Envy.
Which one?
Which one?
Because there's so many to choose from.
Hey, man, love you.
That's funny for y'all. Okay. F y'all. Go ahead.
Okay, DJ Envy. Anyway. I'm talking about that stupid comment that you made about the dudes that got to get shot because they were doing all these streets of robberies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, listen, DJ Envy, I 100% understand the feeling. You know, you mad that, you know, people robbed you and et cetera, et cetera. But come on. You know, you don't equate somebody's life to jewelry or precious artifacts or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, but if somebody does break into your home.
I didn't say kill. I said shot in the ass. I said if somebody breaks into my house and tries to rob me and comes in my house with my kids and my family laying, I think they should get shot in the ass.
No. Listen, I get that.
I didn't say kill. A little butt shot.
I've been robbed too.
Okay, MV. So you would give somebody a butt shot?
See?
Wow.
I can't take you guys serious.
Somebody's definitely going to break into your house.
Nah, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up?
Who you want to give donkey to, man?
I want to give donkey the day to Donald Trump.
Oh, he gets that all the time. Why?
Yeah, because have you heard recently how he was sending threats to GM Motors, how he was basically going to shut them down because they was shutting down these couple job sites that they had and they was letting go jobs that you quote-unquote worked hard for.
All right, no doubt. Cheats!
Hey, what's up, baby? How we doing? Good morning.
What's up, bro? Who you want to give donkey to?
I want to give donkey a day to Power 105.1, man. They play the same songs over and over. Oh, man.
Son, come on. You don't like the Gold Link joint?
I'll give them donkey too. Hee-haw.
Oh, my God. If I hear Juice WRLD one more time.
You don't like Juice WRLD? A Gold Link?
I used to. I play it over and over and over.
What do you want? What do you want to hear?
I want to hear some G-Herbo. I want to hear some Tory Lanez. Like, it's mad other new music out. I don't know. I don't understand it, man.
What about Lil Baby Drake?
Yes, indeed.
Nah, no Drake. No Drake.
All right, I got you. Drake coming up next. See, we play what you want, bro.
Chill, Envy.
All right, man. See, we here for the people. No? All right. All right, when we come back, ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, we got you, all right? Now, this is straight up the request line. My man wanted to hear that new Drake and new Lil Baby.
Yes, indeed.
There you go. It's the Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm on the radio. This is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. What's your question for Yee?
So, I have a boyfriend that's currently incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with him for about 11 years. We share a son together. He's been in jail for about 4 years now,
mm-hmm.
and I've been dealing with someone else in the meantime.
For how long?
For about 2 years.
Okay.
We're not official or anything like that. We just kind of mess around. He does not know exactly about my son's father, I'm sorry, but he does know that he's in the picture, not as in the relationship that I have already with him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be home in about 2 to 3 months, and he's going to be coming back to live with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do because I don't want to lose this other person, but at the same time, I don't know. I'm confused.
So here's what you got to do, babe, Brittany. Just be honest. Tell the guy that you're the side guy that you're not in a relationship with, that you haven't really given him the full picture. Tell him what's going on, first of all, because he deserves to know that. He deserves to know that, you know, this your boyfriend is coming out of jail in a couple of months, because that's something that, what if he's going to show up and have flowers on your doorstep and then now...
That's what I'm fearful of.
Okay, so that's why you have to let him know, because there's never a future for you two if you're not honest with him right now. So you have to tell him that. And it might make him be like, I don't know about this, which you have to accept.
Mm-hmm. The thing that I'm fearful of, too, is, okay, what if he comes home and I end up wanting to be with him?
Okay, and you're not going to know that. That's a what-if situation that you're going to have to deal with when it happens. But what you need to do is let this side piece guy know what's going on. And when your man does come home, because he is coming home to your house where you live with your child, you need to make sure that things are all clear. Maybe you'll want to still be with him. Maybe you won't. But you're not going to know that until he comes home.
Okay.
So in the meantime, there's no decision to be made here. But what does have to be done is you have to tell this guy that he's coming home. So he's aware. So he knows maybe I don't want to be with you in this situation. Maybe he's going to be horrified that you haven't told him this in 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. Okay, thanks so much.
No problem, Britt.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit it now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Thomas calling from Houston. I would like to talk to Angela Yee.
Thomas, yes, what's up? What's your question for Yee?
Hey, Yee, I was just checking. Of course, you know, much love and respect to y'all, Breakfast Club, man. Me and my whole family listen to y'all every single
Thank
day.
Thank you.
No doubt, man. But I listen to y'all. Y'all always got something positive. Y'all, the reason I actually started my little podcast on Anchor. But the reason why I'm calling is because I'm trying to find out, what would you do, man? I'm trying to start, you know, I've been writing a book for about a year now. I'm starting this podcast. What would you suggest to get, like, try to get off the ground, you know, for the average person? Because you know, I'm just a regular working Joe, man, but it seemed like the only avenues I can use is Facebook and Instagram. I don't know no different, you know, I had no better insights or something.
Well, to get your podcast like that, off the ground or your book, or what do you mean?
Well, the podcast, I want to, yeah, basically trying to get more listeners and stuff, but, you know?
Well, a few different things. How often do you put the podcast out?
Well, I only do it, I start out every week, and then now I do it like twice a month or every 2 weeks.
Okay, so is it a specific date and time that it drops?
Yeah, well, I do it every other Thursday. I drop it at like 6 o'clock in the afternoon, Houston time.
All right, so one thing I'll say that's very important when you have something like that is to be consistent and make sure that it comes out when it's supposed to come out so that the people who you do have that are listening, right, are going to be able to get it when they expect it. And also be patient. Sometimes I think we want things to happen really quickly. We want to have this huge audience right away. And if you don't see results, it can get discouraging. And then, you know, a lot of people have those growing pains in the beginning, and you should always be listening to it and making sure you figure out ways that you can make it better. Another thing is, like, what's your podcast about? Because you haven't even said the name of it. And right now you're on The Breakfast Club, and you could
be... You're right. It's the name of the podcast is Let's Talk About It. And mainly focus on relationships and stuff like that, love and things of that nature. I go up a different, you know, situation that I may go through in my marriage or different stuff that, you know, people don't talk about. So, you know, I tapped in. It's something that I've been, you know, dealing with people for, like, pretty much all my life.
Now, people love discussing relationships. Do you have guests on there ever?
Yeah, I had a couple guests, you know, I mean, just like my friends and stuff like that.
Which
and
is great.
It got pretty good response, too. You know, it really did. And, you know, I think most of the majority of it is just not, you know, I see a lot of stuff going on. You're like, man, I want to get to that level, you know. But
and you got to be patient. I'm telling you, like, and you have to be consistent. You have to be patient, and you have to work really hard at it. So I will say this: the more guests you have on, that's more of an audience for you. When you bring your friends on, and then they tell people, well, I was just on the podcast, and they spread the word about it, and then they have their friends listening. And you should also make sure you're posting things about it. Go on Facebook Live. Anybody can do that. Go on Instagram Live while you're doing those things, so you guys can talk about it. Post some of the clips from those live shows on your page. You know, make sure you're asking questions. Let it be something that people feel involved in with these discussions. Right. Post something, you know, where people could weigh in. Do a poll. Right. Do things like that on social media to promote it. But just make sure that you keep at it. Don't get discouraged. And don't think that you're going to be at the level that other people are at right away.
Right, right. I appreciate that, man. And, you know, that's doing your thing, man. And hopefully,
your phone sounds terrible now. I don't know what just happened.
Your phone sounds horrible, bro.
All right. Let's talk about it.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you could call her now. We got rumors on the way, Ye?
Yes, we're going to talk about Will Smith. What are some of the downsides to his fame? Find out what he has to say.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, and that's where Charlamagne is right now. Now, Beyonce has penned an open letter to Nelson Mandela in light of the Global Citizens Mandela 100.
Mm-hmm.
She said, my entire family holds you in high regard. Now, she goes on to talk about first meeting him in 2004 at an AIDS benefit concert in Cape Town. She said, the impact you have had on my life resonates with me today and every day. Your kindness and gratitude for every experience and your ability to forgive are lessons I have learned and will pass on to my three children. She goes on to say, as we celebrate the Global Citizen Festival, Mandela 100, honoring your centennial year, I promise you that we have made your dreams our own.
Now, one thing I would say, if you haven't been to South Africa, definitely try to make it out
there. I want to go to Cape Town. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, man, it's beautiful. It's probably one of the best places I've been. I go twice a year. I really enjoy it, whether it's Johannesburg, whether it's Cape Town, just to see where Nelson Mandela was raised and the house he grew up in. And it's just so beautiful and amazing. If you ever get a chance, it's a long flight, but you would definitely, definitely love it.
It's a nice flight to get a nap on.
Absolutely.
I slept for 11 hours straight on my flight. Straight. I did take a sleeping pill, though.
Oh, no. I can sleep 12, 13 hours with no sleeping pill. I just knock out.
All right. And shout out to Will Smith. You know, everybody's obsessed with his life on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he actually gave some advice about being famous and what some of the pitfalls are, what he doesn't like about it. And here's what he had to say to his best friend's daughter.
The life that I have now is a life that I've always dreamed about. I built and struggled and fought to have it be just like it is. I love being famous. But then there's definitely the other side. I get sued probably
15 times a year. There are absolutely painful aspects of this life.
Gotta get my nephew to walk Red Square. It's just that there's 10,000 people here right now.
Wow. Getting sued that many times?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Keep playing around, Envy. How many times you been sued?
A couple, but I ain't like it. I definitely don't like it.
All right, when you get as famous as Will Smith, you'll get sued way more.
I don't want to be famous. I'm retiring. I'm retiring.
All right, and I know y'all all love bagels, but there's one person who said he's never had a bagel until, for his acting career, he had to eat one. Here's what he had to say, and this is Ice-T.
On the show, they wanted me to eat a bagel. I said, I don't eat bagels. So, but it was in the script, so, you know, I just did it. But I acted like I ate it. I didn't eat it. So then I'm on Twitter, somebody goes, why that kind of bagel? I said, because it was in the script. Then they said, what's your favorite? And I said, I've never had a bagel. And then everybody lost their goddamn mind. Like they did. And then I said, I've never had coffee either. So I don't know why that's so hard for people to believe.
You know what's crazy? I've never had coffee.
Have you ever had an espresso?
No.
So I sometimes will have an espresso if I'm driving somewhere. And say I'm exhausted and I need to stay up, I will get a little shot of espresso. And it's like such a small shot, but it definitely will perk you up. I've probably had espresso about 15 times in my life, but I've never had coffee either.
I never had espresso, coffee. What else that people drink?
A cappuccino.
I don't even drink tea.
A latte.
I don't even drink warm tea.
Oh, I love tea.
I don't drink none of that.
I drink tea every morning. You used to drink green tea. Remember I told you to, and it kept making you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but that was cold. That was never warm. I could never drink warm tea.
Oh, I didn't know you were drinking that green tea.
I can't even drink hot pizza. I mean,
No one can drink hot pizza.
I mean, you know what I mean. I can't even eat hot pizza. When I buy a pizza,
Let's just moonwalk out of this one because Envy's drinking hot pizza. All right.
You're right.
Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. All right. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. And happy birthday to the game. Today is the game's birthday. So let's start the mix off with some game and get your request in. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.